Psalm chapter 5, praise the Lord. We're talking about the work of the Holy Spirit, the person and the work of the Holy Spirit. Psalm chapter 5 says what? Let them what?
Shout for joy.
It says let them shout for joy. Let them shout for joy. You know, the Bible has a lot of revelation, but it also has just instructions. You know, no matter what you got, it's really good to read the instructions. So there's things that the Lord reveals to us, and then he gives us instructions of how to act on the word. So the Lord told me one time, he said, the moment you act on the word, he said, God makes himself responsible for your results. Until you act on the word, you are responsible for your results. But the moment you act on the word, which faith is an act. Everybody say faith is an act. Believe is a verb. So you can't believe without doing something. Amen. So you're acting on the word. And so Psalms 5 says, let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. All those, in other words, if you trust God, you have faith in God, and you have faith in his word, he said, then here's one of the first things you're going to do. That's close. So he says, let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Then he's fixing to crank it up a notch. What's he going to do next? I mean, I don't know. I don't see unless you don't feel like it. So apparently there's no exemptions. So let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. And so he says that all of them. Well, there's something about that rejoicing, and a part of it is, he says, let them ever shout for joy. Amen. How many believe we could get at least one shout out of you before we leave today? At least one shout. You just go, he said, because God defends you. How many believe God can fight your battles for you? Amen. He will fight for you. Let all those who love your name be joyful. So the first thing he says is that all those that put their trust in God, he says, just let them rejoice. Let them rejoice. Then he said, next is you shout for joy. So shouting or rejoicing is a spiritual force that is not unnecessary, but that is significant to your faith, is when you take some time, maybe at your house, maybe while you're driving in your car alone without your mask, and while you're driving in your car or your truck. Sorry, I just thought about that. So you take a little time just to lift your voice. Yeah. So the Lord said to me one time, he said, your voice is your address in the realm of the Spirit. That means when you start praising and start rejoicing, your voice goes right up into heaven, and then the power of God comes down on that voice. Amen. That's your address. The illustration I always use is Paul and Silas. Acts 16, when they were in prison, beat up and bleeding, and at midnight, come on, their hands were bound, their feet were bound, but at midnight, they lifted their voice. Amen. If your faith is ever going to move a mountain, it's going to have to move your mouth. Let's try that one more time. In other words, your voice or your mouth is that initial act of faith.
Amen.
So Paul and Silas in prison at midnight, what do? Their hands are bound, their feet are bound, their backs are bleeding, and at midnight they lifted their voice. They prayed, then they started singing praises to God. And it said the prisoners heard them. So this was not a silent prayer. Silent prayers may get silent results, but they lifted their voice. So I could imagine they lifted their voice and the power of God came down and their chains fell off and the stocks came open. All the jailhouse doors were open and everybody walked out. Amen. So I imagine when I get to heaven, I thought I would like to check out that video and watch from the heavens library what happened in Acts 16 at midnight in the darkest hour. Come on. I mean, it looked like you're so disappointed and, you know, everything went the wrong way. And at midnight, what did they do? They lifted their voice. So imagine Paul saying, "All right, Mr. Devil, you did a good job. You beat my back. I'm hurting. You got my hands bound and you got my feet bound. I'm in the inner part of the prison, but Mr. Devil, you made one mistake. Come on. You should have taped my mouth shut." Come on, how many say, "I still got a voice"? Amen. I still got a voice. So I'm not going to be quiet about it. I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to speak the word. I'm going to shout. I'm going to rejoice over the word. I still got a voice. I still can say what God says about me. So shout and praise the Lord. While they were praising. I said, while they were praising. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Dad Hagin said, the answer came while they were praising. Some people have already prayed, but the answer came while they were praising. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Come on, some of y'all are a little bit slow. Come on, start cranking up. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So he said, rejoice. Rejoice. I went to Bible college 4 years. So, you know, you study the scriptures inside and out. So we read the book of Philippians. And so the book of Philippians has the word rejoice in it 16 times. Four little chapters, 16 times. Joy, rejoice, rejoice in the Lord. Always, again, I say, rejoice, 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 rejoice. So somebody say, I wonder what the Lord is trying to say to me in Philippians. Listen, even if you're a slow learner, you can catch this. He says, count it all joy. No matter what's going on in your life, count it all joy. Knowing this, the trying of your faith. Woo!
Praise the Lord.
He said, and you're going to come through this situation, he says, perfect and entire. Wanting nothing.
Amen.
Amen. One translation actually says, count it maximum joy.
Maximum. Come on, preach it.
So this is just instructions, right? Instructions mean you can do it, or just don't do it. He's giving you instructions. When you got all kinds of trials and adversities and pressure coming against you, maybe in your family, maybe in your body, come on, maybe in your finances. He said, he says, turn your joy up to maximum. So I figured if there is a maximum joy, I wonder what like a minimum joy is. Look around. You can say, wonder's the difference between minimum joy and maximum joy. So he says, you need to turn your joy up when it looks like things are difficult and challenging around you. Just start rejoicing, laughing, shouting, jump up and down. Come on, Ha ha. Hallelujah. So he says, count it all joy. That's your instruction. So when God gives you instructions, try it again. I said, when God gives you instructions, if you want results, it's best just to follow those instructions. So actually, the Holy Spirit will tell you to rejoice at the most unusual time. You'll even tell him, this is really not a good time. Don't feel like it, come on. Things don't look like it. So I'm gonna wait until things get better, then I'm gonna get happy. No, he says, right in the middle of the situation, you go ahead and get happy right in the middle and just start praising and rejoicing and laughing and doing a little dancing, come on. So somebody say, wonder what that's going to do. Good question. Wonder what that's going to do. I don't believe God would tell us to do that and it really be for no other reason than to make you look funny. Because that does happen. So why would God command you to rejoice? Shout for joy. Come on. Laugh. Amen. Rejoice. Amen. Your rejoicing, number one, is a demonstration of the triumph of Christ. All right, let's try this over. Come on, Jesus has already conquered death, hell, and the grave, and every disease. Come on, your rejoicing lets the devil know that you are winning in this situation. And you cannot lose in this situation. Just practice laughing a little bit. Go, ha. So your joy is a physical demonstration of the triumph of Christ. A triumph is a celebration after victory has already happened. In other words, after you've won, now you celebrate. The Lord said to me, your celebration is a demonstration of your expectation. So he said, how would you act if you already had the thing that you're believing for? Oh, well, I guess I'm gonna have to get happy before anything else happens. I'm gonna have to go ahead and get happy. Praise the Lord. Amen. He causes me to triumph. Hallelujah. His victory is my victory. Come on, because of the blood of Jesus. Come on, we got more joy here than anybody else in Houston. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise the Lord. Shout hallelujah for joy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on. I brought you here today to celebrate the triumph of Jesus Christ, that he is alive and that he is Lord. And you've been washed in the blood. Your sins are washed away. Come on. You've got the life of God. We celebrate.
Glory. Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So y'all may have heard about the monk that was in the monastery trying to be holy. For years he lived alone in the monastery trying to be holy. And he finally went down into the basement, got the original manuscripts, started reading the scriptures, the original ones. They heard him scream. He was down in the basement. He went, oh, oh, it's celebrate. All those years he'd been living celibate and the original translation was celebrate. I think something has been lost in translation somewhere. The body of Christ, people are living, trying to struggle to be holy when Jesus said, why don't you celebrate? Come on, Paul said, why don't you celebrate? Why don't you rejoice? Even because your name is written down in heaven, you ought to rejoice because you know you're saved. Know that you have eternal life. Satan's underneath your feet. It's celebrate. Woo, come on. My last voice out of this planet is celebrate. Jesus is Lord. Woo! Ha ha! Sit back down. Sit back down for a minute. Ha ha! Now look at Psalms 126. Everybody say, I'm rejoicing. Amen. Somebody say, well, what you gonna be doing today? You say, rejoicing. I'm gonna be rejoicing today. Some people actually need to work on it. Somebody asks you, say, what time is it? You go, it's a good time to rejoice right now. Rejoice in the Lord always.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the
Lord. Y'all know Psalms 126? I use the King James Version, but all of them are pretty good. It says, when the Lord, I was waiting on our friend. When the Lord, you got the King James Version with one without the N on there. I grew up with the original, the KJV. I like the other translations, but I still like the original. I actually went to the Queen's Chapel and met with the her chaplain, and Queen Elizabeth was a tremendous theologian, so he's the one that scheduled all the speakers, and so I was in London, and so got over there and got to talk to him, and so I said to, you know, I'll give you my card if you ever need me to speak to the Queen, and I'll be glad to do that for the chapel. So they showed me where she sat, and a woman of great faith, great leadership. And so he said, here's the benefits of the KJV, as opposed to just all other kinds of translations, certain systems and certain signals and words in the KJV that are not in a paraphrase, which is not really a translation. So I'll explain that to you later. So, when the Lord, I'm glad the Lord's on your side. I believe the Lord can do it when nobody else can do it. Come on, only Jesus. I believe nobody else can do it. Come on, if the doctor says it's hopeless, you say, yeah, but the Lord. The Lord.
Hallelujah.
So when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, which means he had turned it before.
Right. Come on. He can do it again. Amen.
Amen. I mean, can remember a situation in your life when you know the Lord turned that situation for you. I'm telling you this morning, there's some situations that'll turn this morning just while you're sitting in here. Just while you're in here praising, situations are going to turn. So he said, the Lord. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. When the Lord turned again means he's turned it once and now he's fixing to turn it again.
Hallelujah.
Let's try it one more time. I'm just making sure we got everybody paying attention. When the Lord turned again, he turned situation around once, now he's turning it around again. Praise the Lord. That could be in your health, that could be in your finances, could be in your family. The Lord turned it again. So when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like those that dreamed. One translation says it seemed too good to be true. Let's try that one more time. In other words, God don't want you to live in some nightmare or some struggle. He wants to turn some things around in your life that you'll say, that's like a dream coming to pass. Come on, not just once, but twice and three times and five times and 20 times. The Lord said, I'm turning it again. I'm going to turn it again like a dream is coming to pass. Something that only the Lord could do. You know you didn't do it. Come on. The Lord did it for you. It's like a dream coming to pass.
Hallelujah.
How many believe the Lord could bring some dreams to pass in your life as you just say, it's like a dream? Only Jesus could have done that. Only the Holy Ghost could have done that. He turned my captivity. He says, then was our mouth filled with laughter. So sometimes people, they'll say, why are they laughing at church like that? Well, this is one reason right here. We could give you several other reasons, but this is a good one. The Bible says the Lord turned my mourning into dancing. Turned my sorrow into joy. Amen. He took what the enemy meant for evil and he turned it around for my good. And here he says, he turned. Come on, it's turning. I believe God is turning. Come on, angels are fighting for you. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God, everything God has belongs to you in the name of Jesus. He's turning it. Ha, 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 ha. So people say, oh, that's the scripture for laughing right there. Because people will come to church and say, why y'all laughing? Why y'all laughing? Well, he says, because the Lord turned our captivity. Like a dream coming to pass. So we laugh. He said our mouth was filled with laughter, which means we really couldn't stop laughing. Y'all might want to practice now. He said, I couldn't stop laughing. Let's go, ha, 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 ha. Wait. Some people say, well, that's not very spiritual. Interesting, because the Bible says God sits in the heavens and he laughs. I'm just not sure you can get more spiritual than God. And if God's laughing and you're in his presence, come on, you would laugh. Even if you didn't know the joke, you'd say, ha. The guy with the lightning coming out of his hands is laughing, so I'm gonna laugh too. Even if you don't know the joke. So God laughs. Proverbs says it's good for your health. I personally believe it makes you better looking. Some of y'all should get happy as fast as possible. So your joy. But some people think, well, it's just silly. Well, I'm going to show you where it's not just silly. Laugh. God's laughing, right? Medical science has proven. Come on, what proverb says, a merry heart is good like a medicine. Come on, so while you're laughing, you say what? People say, why are you laughing? You say, I'm taking my medication.
Amen.
That's so good. That's so good.
Come on, too many worries and pressures and anxieties. Come on, your body starts breaking down. But God just says, go ahead and laugh about that. Go ahead and laugh. Cast all your cares on the Lord. He cares for you. He's fighting your battle for you. Amen. He's taking care of it. So you just laugh. Ha ha. Ha ha ha. So some people, when God says, count it all joy, they'll say, is there another way around that I don't have to like do that? Could I like go learn more about the Bible? No, just do a couple of things. They laughed. Blood pressure goes down. Your digestive system works better. You got healed at church. Nobody even sent you a bill.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Come on.
Lord.
Ha 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 ha. I received my healing free. Hello, just while I was laughing.
Free medicine. Free counsel. Free.
The hospital here in Houston, Cancer Hospital. What's the name of it?
MD Anderson.
MD Anderson. We had a friend that was over there a few years ago. He said, you know, they have laughing classes here. I said, really? He said, yeah, they have laughing classes every day. Not mandatory, but they told us the benefits of laughing. So people show up and they're here from all different countries, different languages. So it's not really a Christian event. It's just a laughing event. So they get a few laughter leaders. I'm going to pick a couple this morning. They get a couple of laughter leaders. And different kinds of laughing, you know, gets contagious. I think some people think if they can whine long enough, God will answer their prayer. So they have the laughing classes. People come and they laugh at laughter leaders and they laugh. And they said it actually helps them recover from surgery. And their body's healthier. Come on, you got your little doodads in your blood, you know, what they call them, little doodads. They run there, your endorphins. Some of y'all's endorphins hadn't been out in years. But you hear that? The endorphins get out. My dad always told us kids, four kids in the family, he'd say, now you can get glad in the same britches you got mad in. That means you don't even have to change your pants to get happy. So, but some people hold on to that kind of stuff, you know, for years. Come on, it's easy to forgive if you can laugh. Ha, 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 ha. I cast that on the Lord. I freely forgive. I've been forgiven. So I freely forgive us. Hallelujah. So some people think it's kind of just a silly thing for a few radicals. So he said, the Lord made me laugh, is what Sarah said. She said, the Lord has made me laugh. She said, because I want everybody to hear this story that they will laugh with me. What does that mean? She went from an impossible situation. How many of y'all like to leave an impossible situation? And Sarah just laughs. Ha, ha, ha. I don't have to know how it's going to happen. My faith is in God. God's working on it behind the scenes. So we laughed and we laughed. Amen. So medical science, y'all have heard a lot about science in the last couple of years. Science, believe the science, as long as we want to do what it says. Anyway, so the science, scientists have proven that women who gain weight actually live longer than the men who mention it. So that's a proven science. Dad Hagen actually said, when he first got saved, he's Baptist. He said, but even as a Baptist, because he'd gotten healed of 6 or 7 incurable diseases, he said, but even as a Baptist, he said, when it seemed like Satan would attack me in some area, he said, I'd just stop and say, ha, 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 devil. You know you can't do that to me. Let's try this side over here. Come on. It seemed like the enemy's attacking your mind or your life. Just do what Dad Hagen did. Say, ha, 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 devil. You know you can't do that to me. Let's try this side over here. Come on, ha, 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 devil. You know you can't do that to me. You can't do that to my family. You can't do that in my house. You can't do that to my body. I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Ha, 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 devil. You know you can't do that to me. Ha ha. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So let's look back at this verse. Amen. We got it right out of the Bible. Our mouth was filled with laughter. So you laugh in the face of the enemy. Come on, count it all joy in face of difficulty. Pretty unusual instructions, right? Come on, you're having a rough time, and God says, just laugh about that. That's some pretty tough medicine to take sometimes. You're like, no, I want people to feel sorry for me. I need to look sad right now. The best revenge is joy. I said, the best revenge is joy. I'm doing great, glory to God. So Jesus said, rejoice just because your name's written down in heaven.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory. Saved.
I mean, just when you know you're saved, Jesus said, just rejoice because you know you're saved. You got your name written down in heaven. You have eternal life. You have immortality. Come on now. You have an eternal redemption. You should be happy just about that. Even if you rode a bicycle up here, you should be the happiest bicycle rider in the whole church. Amen. No matter what's going on in your life. Feel like Rodney Dangerfield, you know, he didn't get no respect. Poor Rodney said, the other night he said, my house caught on fire. He said, and I heard my wife tell the kids, shh, be quiet, you'll wake up your daddy. He said, I don't get no respect. Poor Rodney. Went to the dentist, and the dentist said, you got yellow teeth. And I'm going to get a second opinion. All right, you're ugly too. So you... So my next book is going to be titled, While I Was Laughing. What? What happened?
God turned it.
While I was laughing. So medical science says even a fake laugh, that your body still gets the same benefits because it can't tell whether it's a fake laugh or a real laugh. Your body ain't that smart. You'd figure that out by now. A fake laugh would mean, we're going to call it a faith laugh.
Okay.
It's an act of faith, in other words. You don't feel. But you just go ahead and say, all right, I'm going to go ahead and laugh. The devil hates it when you're happy. He'll even ask you what you're laughing about. Well, I was laughing. So he says, our mouth filled with laughter, our tongue was singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. He said, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad.
Thank you, Lord.
How many of the Lord has done great things for you, and you just say, I'm glad? So he said, he turned our captivity, filled our mouth with laughter, and it was like a dream. Well, my spiritual father was Kenneth E. Hagin, Dad Hagin. He's gone to be with the Lord, but the Holy Spirit's still here.
Amen. That's right.
And we have the same spirit of faith. Amen. So Dad Hagin said, he was assigned to do Holy Ghost meetings, and he did those for 15 years. Before that, he probably did about 50 years teaching on faith. Phenomenal teaching on faith, how to live by faith. He taught me how to live. I'm a preacher's kid, so I know all the sermons. I know all the Bible. I just didn't know how to live by faith. But I knew the sermon. I just didn't know how to live by faith. So Dad Hagin came along and he said, if you're not happy with what you have in life. Well, I was 17, I wasn't happy. There's a lot of teenagers not happy. You don't have to wait till you get to be 40 to be unhappy. You don't even have to wait till you get married to be unhappy. Listen, I wasn't happy. If you think marriage is going to cure your unhappiness, you might want to ask a few people about that. But you get your unhappiness cured from Jesus is where you get your unhappiness cured. So. So Dad Hagin taught us about faith, and he taught us about the move of the Holy Spirit. And so I was in 15 years of those what he called Holy Ghost meetings. 15 years of. So I pastored a church. Our church, every time I'd go to one of the meetings, come home, he would slap you in the head, you know. Mm-hmm. Not really hard, but enough to where you know you got slapped. I think I was younger in those days, and he slapped me because he knew I was ornery. So he you think you need a double slap. So he gave me a slap, kind of not too bad, just kind of bonk, hit you on the forehead. Well, when he did that, I received the anointing. And every time I'd go home, supernatural increase would break out every time I went.
Hallelujah.
So I went to maybe three or four of them a year in between. He was pastor. And so I'd go to those meetings, and some of them would be more ridiculous than others. Some instruction and teaching, but some just Holy Ghost meeting. You cannot have a Holy Ghost meeting without joy.
Yeah. Amen.
Joy in the Holy Ghost, Romans 14:7. So that anointing is called the oil of joy. You cannot get a sad anointing. I know you've been trying, but you cannot get a sad anointing. The anointing. People say, I'm so anointed. You might be so annoying, but anyway, so let's go over here. The anointing is called the oil of joy. So when you get a fresh anointing, you get your joy back. Amen. So I'd go to those meetings, and I'd get to where I'd sit up front and try to get an end seat, because if he'd walk around, he'd tap you on the head. Every time he'd tap me on the head, I'd say, I received the anointing. And he'd say, either you'll start laughing, or he said, you'll start dancing. Or if the anointing too strong, you just fall out on the floor. He said, some people may start running. Some people may start dancing. Some people may sit there and stare at you. But if you just receive the anointing, it's the anointing that does the work.
Thank you.
Amen. So I started saying, here he come. He walked real slow. Here he come. When he tests me in the head, I'll receive the anointing. I'd go home and everything would be blessed. Everything would increase. So I went back and said, hit me, baby, one more time. So I, so in those meetings, joy, one of the great signs would be joy in the Holy Ghost. Even Dad's, Hagin's board members, 70, 75 years old, all in suits. One of them did $150 million that year in his business, Abner Yoder in Ohio. All the rest of them were multi-millionaires. And I saw them get so happy, these 70-year-old men, get on the floor and roll across the floor, laughing. We don't have no scripture for it. We don't have none against it.
That's right. Come on.
So they'd roll on the floor, and when they'd bump into each other, they'd leapfrog and jump over to the other. So I was laughing, you know, holy rollers.
Holy rollers, come on.
Rolling on the floor. And so while I was sitting there laughing, watching them, the Lord said to me, that's about $1 billion down there rolling. He said, if I was you, I'd get my broke behind down there and go do some rolling too. I said, you're talking to me, man. So I sit down there. So I looked at another person and said, if you roll, I'll roll with you. Come on, let's go. What was that about? $100 million ago. So,
amen.
Something about Naaman had to dip seven times. Something about David danced before the Lord. He humbled himself. That's something about yielding yourself to the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Getting full of joy. Come on, and laughing and praising. And if you can't dance, you can just scoot around in a circle right where you're at. Now, y'all listen. So in those years, we were believing God for some property for our ministry, you know, some building stuff, because the word's going around the world. So we were just kind of believing, and we couldn't find any place that seemed was right. And boom, we found it right between our house and where the church was, 30 acres, beautiful, you know, beautiful lake, barns on there. Right now we're building a conference on there. It's all beautiful. But when we got the property, Here's what the Lord said to me. He said, in all those meetings, while you were laughing, you really were laughing about something. All right, let's try this side over here. Because some people think, well, that's just kind of cute. You know, that's kind of silly. People are happy. But the Lord said, while you were laughing, while you were running, while you were rejoicing, you really were laughing about something. He said, you really were laughing about something. Something beyond what you could ask or think. While you were laughing and praising and rejoicing. Every time he slapped you in the head, you went, ha ha, the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Come on, there may be something in your future while you're rejoicing here. God is doing something back at your house. While you're rejoicing here, God is doing something in your future. While you're praising him, while you're shouting over his word, God said, I'm going to do something that's going to blow your mind. Hallelujah. Things that are beyond what you could ask, more than you can think. Ha, ha, ha. Wow. I was laughing. Ha ha ha. Hallelujah. Ha ha ha. Y'all just practice for a minute. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Everybody say, while I was laughing. Laughing. Ha ha ha. While I was laughing, the Lord turned my captivity, turned my health, turned my family, turned my finances. While I was laughing, ha 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 ha. The devil is a liar and Jesus is Lord, and we're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Ha ha ha. I'm not trying to get it. Jesus got it for me 2,000 years ago. Woo! Woo! I said, I'm not trying to get it. Jesus got it for me 2,000 years ago. I believe and I receive. Ha ha ha. All right, sit back down for a minute. Praise the Lord. Ha ha ha. I'm trying to find the drinking section. I've already found the thinking section. We just need to find the drinking section. Come on, listen. We need to find the Holy Ghost drinking section. Amen. Because if you'll drink, Jesus said, drink, drink. He did not say, come to me and think. He said, come and drink. Which means if you'll drink better, you'll think better. Hallelujah. In other words, you drink. You want to be like that guy, you know, they ask himself. They ask that guy, they said, did you wake up grouchy this morning? He said, no, I just let her sleep. So the women can turn that around the other side if you want. I mean, believe the Holy Ghost can deliver you from all the grouchiness that's on the inside, all the frustration, all the anxiety. Hallelujah. Ha, ha, ha. Somebody said, well, I think that's just you doing that. How'd you figure that out? You want me to be a ventriloquist and bring a puppet in here or something? No, you can actually laugh in faith. Ha, ha, ha. So I have a pastor friend, Florida. He is believing God for $3 million. And he's walking around the auditorium because they had bills and stuff. And he said, God, our church, we need $3 million. We need $3 million. Come on, none of us have $3 million, but we're believing you for $3 million. God, somehow, some way, oh God, we need $3 million. And God fell totally off the throne when he heard that. He was like, I can't believe that. No. Come on, God is not shocked at what kind of miracle you need. Come on, he's not like falling off going, ah. So while he's praying for $3 million, he said the Lord stopped him. And the Lord said, how would you act if you already had $3 million? He said, well, I'd be really happy. And then he went back to praying the way he is regularly praying. Lord, Lord, I need, oh Lord, I need a miracle, Lord. I need $3 million, oh Lord. I need a miracle. And the Lord stopped you and say, how would you act if you already had the $3 million? How would you act? Come on, if you. How would you act if you believe you receive something? Amen. Not just trying to get it. I believe I receive it. Woo! Ha 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 ha! Ha ha ha! Ha 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 ha! I believe I received $3 million. Come on, my money will come. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Come on, money's moving right now. Money's shaking right now. Harvest is coming right now. I said there's a harvest coming in right now. Ha 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 ha. Woo! I believe I receive. All right, sit back down just a minute. I'm about finished. Don't let me disturb you if you're still rejoicing. How would you act if you already? Are y'all still with me here? Ha ha. Come on, this is how faith works. Come on, I said this is how faith works. Have faith in God. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed, cast in sea, shall not doubt his heart, believe those things he saith that come to pass. Wait, verse 24. And what things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive it, and you shall have it. Ha ha ha. Oh, believe you got it, you shall have it. Woo! Anybody believe you receive? I said, I believe I receive. I'm not trying to get it someday. Right now, I believe I receive now. It's mine. I have it now. Ha, ha, ha. All right, sit back down. I'm just about finished. So he says, woo. Guess what happened? $3 million. Came into the church. They got the building built. He said, a year or two later, he was in the church. Oh God, we need $14 million. Come on, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Come on, we never lack. The Lord is our shepherd. We do not lack for ability. We do not lack for opportunity. We never lack for money. We are tithers. We are sowers. We are givers. We are partners. We never lack for money. The money will come. Ha, ha, ha. Woo, your job is blessed. Your family blessed. Hallelujah. The earth is the Lord. Ha, ha, ha. So he went from 3 million to 14 million. Ha, ha, ha. If you can believe, let's just see, we got any believers in here. If you could believe, if you can believe, Come on, not just on Sunday, but believe on Monday, believe on Tuesday, believe on Wednesday. Come on now, if you can believe, all things are possible to the one who believes. Come on, I'm a believer, hallelujah. I believe God. I believe the word of God. I believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. I have faith in God. He is my Father God. Ha, ha, ha. Let them shout for joy. Be glad. Woo. Hallelujah. Ha, ha, ha. All right, now listen close. What's that Psalm 68 where it says, let them rejoice. Let them exceedingly rejoice. How many ever seen anybody rejoice and you go, that's a little bit excessive. That's a little excessive. But in the kingdom of God, there is no penalty for excessive celebration. That's only the NFL. But in the kingdom of God, no penalty. Ha ha. So now I want you to get this point right here. I preach like a fat man caught in a barbed wire fence. It's a point here and a point there. Sometimes we got another point. How many of y'all ever been out hunting and had to go through a barbed wire fence and got stuck in the middle of it? It's a point here and a point there. Ha, ha, ha. So now, count it all joy. Knowing this, that trying your faith works patience. Ha, ha, ha. Little excessive celebration. But knowing this, count it all joy. One joy, two joy, three joy, four joy, five joy, till you get it up to maximum joy. Once you hit maximum joy, the devil knows you have lost your mind when you get it up to maximum joy. What does that mean? You've lost your way of doing things. Ha, 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 ha. God is able to make you stand. God is able to keep you from falling. Come on, God is able to save you to the uttermost. God is able to make all grace abound towards you. God is able to do exceeding. God is able to perform everything he has promised. God is able to do that. Have faith in God. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Don't doubt. Just shout and God will work it all out. No doubt. Ha, ha, ha. A little bit of. Ha, 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 ha. Woo. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Woo. The anointing. Jesus is Lord. Ha, ha, ha. Satan is defeated. Victory is mine. Woo! Woo! Ha, ha, ha.
Glory!
Now lift up your hands from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be healed now. Perfect soundness. Perfect health in your heart, your lungs, all on the inside, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Jesus forgives all of our iniquities, and he heals all of our disease. Lord, we receive healing right now. We believe, we receive in every part of our body. Thank you for health and strength.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Just thank him for it now in the name of Jesus. Perfect soundness in my body.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
By your stripes, we are healed.
Thank you, Lord, our God.
We receive our healing.
Thank you.
Wow. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Hallelujah. Ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Healing is mine. Victory is mine. Blessing is mine. Because of the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Your precious blood cleanses me, redeems me. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank him for his blood right now over your house and your family, your children, your grandchildren, your finances and your job. The blood of Jesus. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain,
yes,
but he washed it white as snow.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We believe and we receive it. Ha, ha, ha. We laugh in the face of the enemy. Ha, 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 ha. The Lord turned our captivity. Our mouth is full of laughter. Ha, ha, ha. We'll laugh when we go home this afternoon. Ha, ha, ha. We'll get up in the morning. We'll laugh before we leave the house and laugh. We triumph in Christ. We celebrate the victory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ha, 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 ha. I am redeemed. Hallelujah. 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 Ha, 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 ha. Praise the Lord. You can be seated for a moment. Praise the Lord. Ha, ha. Sometimes you need somebody to help you get your joy going again. Ha, ha, ha. Our brother wants to be a holy roller. Hallelujah. My brother, he said, I'm gonna roll with the millionaires. Come on, Jesus, set your spirit free. I said, he set your spirit free. He set your mind and your soul free. Hallelujah. Set you free from wherever the enemy has tried to dominate you. Ha, ha, ha. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Before we leave today, we want to make sure everybody knows Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And so we're not talking about church membership right now. We're talking about your personal Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, receiving him. And if you're here today, maybe first time you came, or maybe you've come before, and you say, I need to surrender my life, my heart, to the Lord Jesus. The Bible says, God said, I'll put a new heart in you. I'll put a new spirit in you. I'll put a happy heart on the inside of you. Amen. I'll put a victorious spirit on the inside of you. Amen. And all you have to do is say, Lord, I surrender to you. Lord Jesus, I surrender to you. And if there's anybody here this morning, as you just say, I need to surrender my life to Jesus as my Lord. Follow his instructions. Amen. Receive his life on the inside of me. His blood cleansing me from sin. The Bible says even cleanses you from sin consciousness or from guilt or shame. If there's anybody like that, just raise your hand, wave at me. If you just say, I need to surrender. Ha, 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 ha. Amen. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. Anybody else, raise your hand. I see some hands going up here. I just want to pray with you before we leave. Anybody else? Anybody else? Raise your hand, wave at me. Hallelujah. Anybody else? I'm looking for you. Hallelujah. I see your hand. God bless you. God bless you. Ha, ha, ha. This is the day of salvation. Amen. It's the day the Lord has made. We will be glad. Hallelujah. Anybody else who want to raise your hand? Those raising your hand, stand up. I'd like to pray for you and pray with you before you leave today. So bring somebody with you if you came with someone else. They can come up with you. Come on up here right now. Let me pray with you right up here in the front. Grab your Bible or whatever you have. You can come. We'll get the whole family up here. How y'all doing? Praise the Lord. Man, we're glad to see you at church today. Man, God bless you. God bless you. Glad to see you at church. Y'all come up here. We're going to get in a little huddle since it's football season. Amen. We're getting a little huddle right here. We're going to let Jesus call the play. Hallelujah. All right. We're going to pray a simple prayer. You just repeat it after me. Let it rest on your heart. It's that simple. One of the greatest scriptures in the Bible is 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 19. I like it in the Amplified Bible, but it's great in King James. It says this: God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not counting up and holding against men their trespasses, but canceling them. And he has committed unto us the word of reconciliation and favor with God. Did you know, because of what Jesus has done, God has really already said, I don't even look at you through your sin. I look at you through the blood and through the cross. And he said, I canceled it. He said, I don't even remember it anymore. And now you have favor with God. So don't let the devil ever tell you that God's mad at you or God's against you. God's for you. He loves you no matter what you've been through. So let's just pray this prayer together. Amen. Just say, Lord Jesus, right now, I surrender to you. Your precious blood, the blood of the cross, cleanses me from all sin, from all unrighteousness, that sin cannot dominate me. Old habits cannot dominate me. Satan cannot dominate me. Jesus is my Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I know I'm saved. My sins are washed away. I'm a child of God. And I'm happy now. I know I have eternal life. I know that heaven is my home. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Now lift your hands up and let's thank God for it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your hand upon a life in Jesus' name, every child. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you in Jesus' name. And God bless you. Amen. And God bless you. Hallelujah. Are you in this group or you're helping, right? All right. Praise the Lord. Where we want to go? We want to go somewhere from here and give you a book. I got some books. I'll give you a book or something. All right. That won't take long. You got some books? Amen. Let's give all of them a big cheer and a big thank you so much. God bless you. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Praise the Lord. I'm saved by the blood. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for the preaching of God's word. We trust that your faith and your love for God is stronger than ever before. More information about Stevenson Ministries and Houston Faith Church is available online at HoustonFaith.tv. Chaz and Joni Stevenson are the pastors of a dynamic, growing church in Houston, Texas, and have a New Testament vision of preaching the uncompromised Word of God with the power of the Holy Spirit, helping people get saved and building strong Christians who can impact their world. Houston Faith Church is a place where the love of God is real, where lives are changed, and where followers of Jesus become fishers of men.